Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Carolina owes a debt of gratitude to Mac Brown. This is our Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. The media, including yours truly, has been speculating whether the Hall of Fame football coach will retire or be fired after his 16th overall season at UNC. If so, it will match the same span he coached at Texas from 1998 to 2013. Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina wrote an analytics-driven story of how 5.5 years into Brown's second stint in Chapel Hill, the Tar Heels find themselves mired in mediocrity. Emma Moon of the Daily Tar Heel predicts the Mac Brown 2.0 era is over and asks, was it really ever an improvement from his predecessor Larry Fedora, since they both own a 41-30 record through their first 71 games on the job here? Fedora ended his stay with 2 seasons of disappointment, eventual anger, and then apathy when the stadium cleared out as the mythical October 15th start of basketball practice approached. Both coaches went 1-4 in bowl games, captured 1 ACC Coastal Division title, and lost competitive championship games to league powerhouse Clemson, Fedora in 2015, and Brown in 2022. They had programs that featured high-powered offenses and dismal defenses under ever-changing coordinators. Of Brown, Moon concludes, has he changed anything at all? While IC and DTH have fact-based theories, Brown has definitely improved the program he inherited from Fedora. Yes, he won a national championship at Texas, and no, that will never be a realistic possibility at what is known as a basketball school. But if Bubba Cunningham makes a coaching change, the new guy will find a football program with higher brand recognition, greatly enhanced facilities, and a tradition of selling out Keenan Stadium. No doubt, Brown is an icon of his sport who fashions himself as a father figure to players and a mentor to young coaches. He has pushed Cunningham for at least 2 major renovations of the Keenan Football Center, now a showpiece. Despite lower capacity than most Power 4 stadiums, Keenan still rocks with a full house. Winning championships is always a top priority because with that comes more money. But at UNC, selling season tickets and keeping those seats filled go a long way toward building revenue that had fallen off sharply in the Fedora era. And if Carolina can find the right young coach who won't have the same pizzazz, he will still have plenty to work with that can be credited to Brown's natural marketing ability. When Mac was hired back in the late 2018, a longtime member of the athletic department was asked about Brown, then 67, coming back. I think it's great, he said, but is there a succession plan? Not so far, although this time it will be much more coveted job thanks to Mac Brown coming back and doing more good things than bad. This is Archansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.